Zimmer talk yesterday about the benefits of a fifth preseason game for evaluation. How do you feel about the extended preseason? Has that helped you as a coordinator?
If that's what Coach Zimmer said, it helps us a lot. I think this year it's been great for us with our young guys. Not only the evaluation, but the opportunity for them to get the reps that they've gotten. We've gotten a lot of guys good reps in the second half, and we've been able to evaluate them. We've seen them grow and improve a great deal.
You guys plan for Teddy to play Thursday night?
You got to talk to Coach Zimmer. You know, we're getting him ready to play. Coach will not make that announcement, or if he doesn't need to make an announcement, he won't.
Talked a lot about in the past about what Mike Wallace brings to the table in terms of leadership and whatnot. People were hoping to see him catch the deep ball they did last game. Do you worry about the amount of touches he's got this far in preseason? You already know what he can do in terms of being a veteran and seeing the other guys.
We have an advantage. We get to see him every day out here in practice, and he's going against a really good secondary, going against guys that get to see him over and over and over, so it's harder to get open. It's like going and playing in your division for the third year against teams that you play twice a year. I mean, out here, you know, they see you, they see us and know us, and we get a certain split. They have a pretty good idea with the route, or they hear a call. They have a pretty good idea what's coming, and he still made a lot of plays out here, and. You know, he's a guy, if he was a rookie and hadn't made plays in games, you say, well, we got to see him doing games. He's not in that category. He's played a lot better in the last 2 years than people give him credit for. You know, if we get him to catch 65 balls and have 10 touchdowns or 9 touchdowns, I think he'll make a great contribution and help our entire team.
Where would you say Taylor's grown the most in his time here?
Just getting a feel for playing, understanding the speed. He's gotten a lot better with his feet, gotten the ball out quicker. You know, in the second half, the coverage isn't as good. The defenses aren't, you know, as sophisticated. But we can't control that. But he's made plays that show he's, you know, got a chance to develop into a guy that could be on the roster.
Do it all with how seamless his transition seems to have been to guard. He seems to play pretty well.
He played good for us last year, and it doesn't surprise me. He's got things he's got to get better at, and every week you get on film, every game you get on film, people are looking at you and looking at things they can do to beat you. So he's because he's new to the position, he still has a lot of work to do, and. We have a lot of work to do in the offensive line, and we don't have a whole lot of time to get it done before the opener. So, he's just got to come out here, like Coach Zimmer said, and we got to get better every time we go practice, and we got to get something out of every opportunity we have.
How's the relationship been with T.J. Clemmings now on that right side with him and Harris? How's that communication been?
Well, that communication and all that is really good. I think, they're two young players in terms of Mike being new at the position and TJ being a young player, but Jeff does a great job with them and breaking things down and teaching them what they need to get done. There's challenges ahead for us because, again, people start attacking you in terms of your scheme and they start attacking personnel, and I don't think we've seen that yet.
TJ Clemmings, how far has he come, you know, since coming in as a rookie just in the last month and then having to become a starter?
He's gotten a lot better with his initial sets and his technique. I think he's getting better every day. As I just said, he's got a long ways to go. We have a long ways to go as an offensive football team, as an offensive line. Coach Zimmer's talked to our team repeatedly in the last few days. We got to get better and get something out of every opportunity we have, whether it's a walkthrough, a practice, preseason game, because we're trying to catch up in some areas.
So, sorry to make you if you repeated yourself, but what do you specifically kind of like about TJ, and what he's shown so far?
I like his athleticism. I like his toughness, his ability to compete. He's got long arms. He's not fazed right now by the big picture, the game, it gets going pretty fast out there. He's not seemed to be a guy that's gotten rattled.
What's your assessment of the running game so far? I mean, do you feel like the blocking is there?
I think it's really difficult to make an assessment of the running game in preseason. And it's not been something that we've gone into any of the preseason games and said, hey, we're going to go run the football and we're going to go run it 25 times in the first half and, you know, get this done. We've tried to do enough things in all areas to evaluate our players and, you know, give them a chance to go function in a lot of different areas. We're going to be a good running football team. We developed into a pretty good running team last year. I like Matt, obviously. I like Jarek, and obviously we're anxious to get Adrian back. We got to see him in one game last year, and we ran the ball pretty good in that game.
How's Diggs done just as far as route running and, you know, making sure he's where he's supposed to be?
Yeah, I think like a lot of young players, you know, you see guys improve real quickly because he's never been in a system like ours. He's never been asked to be as disciplined as we ask him to be. We ask a lot of those guys in terms of understanding defenses, understanding, you know, what we're trying to get done. So he's shown that he is he's a willing learner. He's a hard worker. He's got outstanding athleticism and ability to catch the ball. So I get excited, you know, watching him work and work to get better. He's like a lot of our guys, so he's got a lot of work to do.
How difficult has it been to get that kind of cohesion on the offensive line? You've had the injuries, and John hasn't been able to practice. Has it been frustrating in any way?
Well, we're getting a lot of practice out of it because we went through the entire season last year doing that with the number of guys we started and the number of guys we played at different positions. You know, Jeff does a great job with the offensive line. Hank, you know, he and Hank together, I think they do a great job. And he asks a lot of those guys in terms of learning multiple positions to start with. You know, we're lucky to have Joe Berger because he can jump back in there at center and just knock a little rust off and play pretty good and understands our system. You know, the move of Brandon going to left guard is a bonus for us. The left side, I think, has played extremely well in the preseason. We just talked about the right side. I think they're growing and learning. There's going to be some hiccups along the way, but I think we have a chance to developing into a real good offensive line.
Do you notice any difference in Rudolph at this point of the preseason compared to last year when he was starting to go through some struggles with the sports hernia, isn't he?
I think Kyle's had a good camp. You know, there's always things that we're working on to help guys get better. He understands what those things are, but, you know, he's, for minutes played and opportunities he's had, I think he's done a good job in the passing game. He's working hard in the running game. You know, when you play tight end against the big defensive ends, you can get caught in some tough matchups. And we haven't really game planned to try to avoid those matchups. But Kyle's gotten himself ready to have a really outstanding year. And, you know, everyone gets caught up in numbers. I hope we don't have one guy that's got a whole lot of numbers more than the other. I hope we have balance all the way across. We have a lot of guys that can make plays. And if they all have a chance to contribute, it'll make us a better offense.
Yeah, just talk some more about that. I mean, you have so many receivers, your depth there, you have lots of tight ends. I mean, it's got to be an offensive coordinator's dream to have you all spread around like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it starts to me with what you're capable of doing. That's why you guys have asked so much about it, the offensive line, and them being able to do protect and run the ball and then do a lot of different things because we do a lot of different things. We ask a lot of them. And then we've got a lot of guys who have played and have had production and have made plays. Obviously, you can't play them all, but we're going to try to figure out what everyone does best and give them the opportunities to do those things. I think you saw it last year with Jarius Wright. You know, it took a little while for him to really get a feel for what we're doing, but once he got going, you know, he made a lot of plays that helped us. Like I say, I don't, with this set of guys, I don't see one guy flashing unbelievable numbers, but I see a lot of guys, you know, Sunday nights looking and saying, this guy, you know, it was his turn and he had a big day and he was a big part of our win. And that makes it harder on the defense if you have multiple guys that can be that guy.
In terms of depth, Coach said yesterday that he thought you guys have a lot more depth than last year. Obviously, you speak for the offense. How much better is the depth on offense than a year ago?
You know, obviously, without Adrian last year, that changed the whole running back outlook. So we have a lot more depth in the running with our runners. We have more depth at tight end with. You know, right now we have four guys in there that we feel can play. We obviously have depth at receiver. The area we're extremely thin is in the offensive line. So, you know, I think offensively, all the things we talked about, there's a lot of real positives. We just got to have a little luck up front.
Time for two more.
You seen anything from David Yankee or Austin Shepherd? Think they could be your swing tackle, or would you want to look
at
outside?
We're working on it right now. Man, this game, you know, will be another opportunity for those guys to show themselves playing. You know, I think both have had highlights and bright spots, and both have had struggles. So, you know, we're just continuing to coach them, help them get better, and then continuing to evaluate them.
Where does David Yankee need to make his biggest leap?
No, I think like all young guys, consistency. You know, once you get to a point, you go play two or three good in a row, then you need to do that six or seven, then you do that eight or ten in a row, and that's common, and that's what you have to work on with young guys up front, particularly as I said, those guys have a lot of challenges. They see multiple looks, and a lot of defenses are doing a lot of different things to make it real tough on the offensive line. All right, thanks.